Today from the Ohio Newsroom, one man's fight for government transparency. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. A man in Northeast Ohio has spent the last decade filing upwards of 160 lawsuits against local governments. The reason? He says they failed to comply with the state's open government laws. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports.
Brian Ames says he's widely regarded as the Open Meetings Act bounty hunter.
I go find public bodies that are not following the Open Meetings Act, and I bring cases against them that requires them to comply with the law.
He's sued school boards, budget commissions, boards of elections, and village councils everywhere from Hamilton County to Ashtabula for failing to comply with the state's so-called sunshine laws, which are meant to ensure government transparency. There are two in Ohio. One requires the state to make records available to the public. The other ensures governing bodies meet in public. There are some exceptions for both, but Ames says many local governments aren't in compliance.
A lot of public bodies take the approach that, well, we should exclude the public at every opportunity.
So a former software engineer, he designed a system to find violations. When one comes up, he says he often tries to talk through the issue to help the board follow the law. Otherwise, he sues them. And normally, he says the body of government settles or he wins in court. Ames' motivation for filing so many lawsuits is twofold. For one, he says he doesn't want local governments dishing out tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees if someone else catches the violation. Ames caps settlements at $500 or $1,000, depending on the offense. And for two, he says this work is in the public's best interest.
The public body itself benefits from complying with the law, you know, because they can be more trustworthy. They're perceived to be more involved.
But some public bodies don't see it that way. I reached out to half a dozen superintendents and local representatives on boards that Ames has sued. Most didn't respond, or they didn't want to speak on the record for fear of being targeted in a future lawsuit. Our conversations, along with reporting in local publications, point to a few common themes. For instance, many public bodies, like the Columbiana County Board of Elections, Champion Township in Trumbull County, and the Hudson City School District, have said it's cheaper to settle with Ames than to litigate. So that's why so many are choosing that route. Some do admit missing nuances to open government laws and have made small changes accordingly, but others maintain they've done nothing wrong. In a settlement agreement, West Geauga School's Board of Education denied allegations of wrongdoing, and Superintendent Richard Marquardt told the Geauga County Maple Leaf that while he welcomes objective criticism, quote, "I don't think that accusations that are unfounded are welcomed." Either way, people say they didn't set out to break the law and that these lawsuits ultimately come at a cost to constituents. In the case of school boards, for example, they take away from a pool of money otherwise used to educate kids. Ames has heard these criticisms, but says complaints with the law should be taken up with legislators, not in court.
They go into court, say, "Oh, this is so unfair. Mr. Ames is bounty hunting when we're just trying to do our job." Nobody got nailed by a bounty hunter that wasn't doing anything wrong.
He's taken 17 cases all the way to the Ohio Supreme Court, where he's prevailed or partially prevailed 9 times. Just a few months ago in October, the court ruled in his favor that Crestwood Local Schools, southeast of Cleveland, was required to release the results of a staff mental health survey. Earlier this month, Ames filed a new case against West Geauga Local Schools. He says the district isn't correctly providing notices for its board meetings. And he doesn't plan on stopping these lawsuits anytime soon.
Public doesn't know a lot of this stuff, you know. What can I do to raise the awareness out there?
He already has an eye out for his next case. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Aaron Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.